Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to Jill Schlesinger from CBS News TV and radio. She joins us here this morning. JillOnMoney.com, by the way, if you want to get up to date on what she is writing about in the world of finances. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. And if I did not love you already, I love you even more after you sent me that video, which I'm sure you're going to post on Facebook.
Well, you know, we'll do anything to make sure you get back to Minnesota. Did you like my quarter zip?
The best.
Yeah.
The best.
Hey, you aren't reporting from the G20, are you, in Buenos Aires?
No, I am here high atop the Upper West Side in New York City. I'm not at the G20.
What do you think will come out of the G20, finance ministers?
I don't think a lot. I mean, I think that everyone's going to air a lot of grievances, but that's not going to do much. And obviously, the talk is going to be around tariffs and, you know, the escalation and what could happen. The European Commission specifically, has gotten very hot and bothered about this. But, I mean, there's going to be an effort by a lot of these countries to say, hey, U.S., you're going to slap these tariffs on us. Can we apply to get a little bit of an exemption, some special status? And the administration has said already that it would do that for Canada and Mexico and any other country that makes a compelling case. So I think that there's probably a lot of side conversations, but nothing definitive.
What do you expect out of the Department of Justice suit blocking this AT&T purchase?
Oh, boy, this is a hot one. Because, you know, what we're really wondering is whether the Justice Department is going to say, hey, this big media conglomeration, AT&T and Time Warner, is it going to be not good for a consumer? You know, that from the company's perspective, they said, like, what do you mean? We're not going to do that. We're trying to get bigger so we can attract more people to come in. We're not going to prevent stuff to get on the air. We're not going to limit your choices. We're going to expand choices. And their main objective here is to be able to better compete with the Facebooks and Googles of the world. That's what they're concerned about. You know, bottom line, you watch this to sort of roll out. When you hear the decision, if all of a sudden the Justice Department prevails and the deal doesn't go through, bad for media companies. If it does, if for some reason that the that there is a different decision, you can say, now the media landscape could start changing even more. We're going to see a lot more consolidation.
What do you think is coming out of those Fed meetings?
I think we get a quarter point increase, and it's as expected. Jerome Powell, he's the new Fed chair. He's got his first press conference. That could be kind of interesting because, you know, when you have those first times, sometimes the new Fed chair can kind of flub a little bit and tell you the truth. Maybe something you didn't know that happened with Bernanke, it happened with Yellen. So we'll see if Powell is careful in how he communicates. But again, it's a quarter point, good for savers, bad for borrowers.
I want to ask you about something I read about, and I know that you used to do this stuff, and you've mentioned this before, but curious, on Thursday we had a ruling from a federal court, I believe it was late Thursday, but they struck down that rule, that consumer protection rule requiring financial pros to act as fiduciaries. Can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, this has been a rolling conflict. So fiduciary basically means that a financial professional has to put your best interest first. And if he or she is not doing that, they've got to put down on paper why. So, hey, I am recommending the XYZ fund. It's more expensive than this other fund, but here's why. And they've got to make it a full disclosure about that. So back under the Obama administration, the Labor Department was waiting around for the Securities and Exchange Commission to come out with a fiduciary standard that would force any financial professional to adhere to this best interest rule, and nothing was happening. So the Department of Labor said, hey, we'll do it. We're going to do it on our own, and it'll apply to anyone giving retirement advice because the Labor Department oversees retirement investments. And what has happened in this court case is that the judges deemed that the Department of Labor overreached. Now, in your day-to-day lives doesn't matter anyway, because the administration had already put the Department of Labor rule on hold. What everyone's really waiting for, and the one that I would like most, is for the SEC to come out and say, here is the rule, just like doctors, just like lawyers, we're going to make financial professionals act in your best interest and disclose when they're not. And until the SEC does it, it's going to be tough. I will say this, if you are dealing with certain financial professionals like CFP professionals or CPAs or CFAs, for, chartered financial analysts, they already have to adhere to a fiduciary standard. So you want to keep it simple. You just say to anyone giving you advice, hey, are you a fiduciary? They got to answer yes or no.
That's interesting. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
I know. It's weird, right? Like, oh, my gosh, they're handling my money. They're not going to put me first? It seems like a weird thing.
Yeah, you just assume that's the way it is.
Of course you would.
Well, as always, you're very enlightening, and I appreciate that. And we'll continue to hound on you to get to our state fair this year.
Send me those dates.
You got it, good neighbor.
Take care.
She's Jill Schlesinger. You can link up to her blog, jillonmoney.com, and read what's on there. It's all fascinating stuff. And you can watch her, of course, on CBS TV quite a bit as well. It is 8:18. That means it is Alexis of Maplewood and Wyzetta Traffic and Weather Center. I'm going to take you to a traffic and weather together on the 8th. Here is Susan Carr.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.